Blog Talk Radio.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the blood runs stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come.
Because what if you have something amazing to say? I don't want to miss it. But if you think there's going to be
noise in the background, just tell me to mute you, okay?
Oh, okay, you got it.
Okay. 864, welcome. Who are you?
I am Dustin. Dustin Wrong.
Dustin.
Hello there.
Right. How's it
going? Hi, Dustin.
Hey, you guys. God bless everyone. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
God is good.
He's so
God is good.
Yes, I'm still waiting for Jason to call in. His Chase. Dustin, text Jason and tell him we're waiting for him, okay?
Okay, I'll text him right now.
Okay. 914, welcome. Who are you? Hello, 914. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church. Are you there?
Hello.
914. Who's this?
Saying hi to 914, whoever that is.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. 914, do you want to identify yourself?
Hello, it's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Everybody.
Great. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too. I never miss it.
How I'm going to do it is I'm just going to add the people who are calling, and then I'm going to share something really cool, and then we'll have an open season for everyone to talk. But let me add, let's see who this person is.
Sounds good.
Hello, 413. Who are you?
I'm Alana, honey. How are you?
Hi, Alana. Love you. I'm glad you're here with us.
Yeah, I'm here. You can mute me. I'm just going to listen until you say something that calls me out.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, Pat.
Hi, love. Huh?
Hi, Pat.
We're so good.
Hi, everybody.
Here.
Love you.
Hi, Lana.
Hey.
Hi, babies.
Hey, 615. Who's there? 615.
Hey, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi,
Jim. From Jean in the house. I'm glad you're here, Jim.
Thank you. Glad to be here. I just called, so I didn't hear any of the first part.
That's okay. I didn't really say much because Katie's in class, so I'm hosting the show again. I'm doing
okay.
Much better than I did yesterday. Okay.
All right.
So I think it's, hold on one second. Is this Leah? 626.
That's me.
Hi,
Leah. Hi, sweetie. Can you laugh for
Hi.
Us? Start the show off with some maker laugh.
What?
Leah,
what did you say?
Said, make us laugh, because we love your laugh.
You're funny.
Okay, I'll do a fake one, and then you fake
it. You do a fake laugh. Do a fake laugh first. Okay, do a fake laugh.
Okay, I'll do a fake one, and then you do a fake one. Okay, ready? Go.
So funny.
Oh my gosh.
It worked.
Yes.
I have never heard a laugh that high ever. Because I can do a lot of different laughs, but I mean, to get that high, let me try to do a Leah laugh. Give me a second here. Ready? Here it goes.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
But it's really hard. It hurt my throat. It did. It hurt
oh.
my throat. Kind of like when Luco does Leroy. He says he can't do Leroy for very long because it hurts his throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is good old Leroy?
Oh, wait. There's another one. 503. Who's that? That's Luco. Let's let him
in. Oh.
Leroy here.
Speaking of Leroy,
I was like, can you at least unmute me so I can, you know, say hey before you start talking about me?
Hi, Luca.
Hi, Luca.
Hey, what's up? Whoever I'm saying hi to.
Everybody. It's your future wife.
Oh, hey.
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 Woo! So this is where we finally have something to go get a
mansion. Oh, that's so cute.
That's a God given word will go. Right, Luca?
Yeah, totally.
Aww. They're so cute.
Boys are so cute. They're like the first couple that got together. Well, they're not the first couple, but they are the first couple to come out in the open and talk about how God put them together supernaturally. And we appreciate it. Tom and Luca are heaven's hottest couple. They're RCT's hottest couple of the year.
Luke, you cheating on me now,
What's
man?
Up, Dustin?
You cheating on me now?
I'm cheating on everybody. I'm cheating on you. I'm cheating on Jason. I don't even know who else I'm cheating on. But
well, then I guess you're cheating on me, too.
No.
This is going to become a soap opera.
There's already been a soap opera.
Yeah, a ratchet soap opera.
Okay, and since it is a soap opera, I'm going to start with my topic, and I would kindly ask, I'm going to keep everybody, you know, unmuted, but I'm going to do a short little talk real quick here, and I'm going to have Dustin chime in, and Jason will be calling and chiming in and sharing as well. Because right before we start, I just want to make something clear. But first of all, can you guys hear me okay? Because my phone's too bad.
Yeah,
you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, so, there we go. Okay. Now, I just want to say that rapture-centric church is God. He's the pastor, okay? And he told me, he said, I want order in my church, okay? So the way he's keeping order, we like to call ourselves bouncers, okay? Because this is not church like it used to be, so we're bouncers. He calls seven of us to be bouncers, okay? We're not leaders. We're not any more of a leader than you are. We're all leaders. So I'm saying we're all leaders. Everybody in this church, he told me, our pastor sat here and talked to me about our church. Because, see, this church was founded on date setters. And the first original date setter that started this church, this particular movement, was Little John, the prophet, when God fell on him. So, but there's been many more date setters before us and ones after, and they're wonderful, okay? But what he said is he wanted to make a church out of this, okay? So we started 2 church services a day here on Blog Talk Radio, and as a result, we've become a family. This is many of us were looking for a church, and so God made us a church. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Just keep telling me okay when I ask, just because I want to make sure my battery didn't die or something. So, long story short, we're the bouncers. We keep the order. That means we answer the phones and we hang up the phones and we do stuff like that. Now, we know we're going home soon, but if God waits much longer, then you might be one of the bouncers, okay? But right now there's 7 of us. There's Judy, John, Jason, Dustin, Katie, Luke, and Carter. Okay, Carter's hardly ever here, and Little John is always here, but hardly ever talks. But so I just want to explain that that God created this church. God always wants order, so we help keep the order. But when you have the 2 services a day, there was a little bit of gossip going on because Jason used to do the evening service, and then you know people are wondering, did he get kicked out? Nothing. You guys, we're all in unity. This is not going to be like the old church. You know, the way church is where everybody gossips, and I hated that about church. I hated the gossip, and I hated how there was always, like, this hierarchy of power. I hated that. I used to hate, like when I was a church member, you know, and not in leadership, everybody always wanted to get in with leadership. You guys know what I'm talking about. Yes or an amen or what?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Yeah. It's like, oh, you want to get in with the pastor. You want to get in with so-and-so, they're in the worship team, and they're all the popular ones. You guys, it was nothing more than high school. I hated church. And then when I married a minister who was an evangelist, so we would minister in a bunch of different churches, people would look up to me like that. And I hated that because I didn't want them, and people wanted to get popular by getting in with me and going around the world with me. Because me and my husband, my ex-husband, but he was an evangelist, and so we took teams of people around the world. We would go to India. We took people to Australia. We took people all around the world. But they wanted to become my friend because, listen, some of the motives were good, but some of them people just want to get in with the popular crowd. But see, that's not how God ever wanted his church to be. He wants everyone to know that they're leaders, that they're powerful, and there's no hierarchy. Okay, but God does have to have order. And so he told me the rapture-centric church, everybody in this church is a leader. So that's why he wants everyone to talk. That's why we say, brides, please call in, because the whole basis of having these church services is for people to share the amazing things that God is doing in their life, and it is for others to be blessed. Because in the traditional church where you have to sit there and listen to the pastor ramble on, okay, let's just be real. After you've been in church for like 10 years, you're like, if I hear another sermon, I'm going to puke. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Like, amen. Truly amen to that, seriously. Like, I hate church.
And the thing is, it's like, there's people here, they don't need to hear me ramble on either, but I'm a bride, and I get to ramble on sometime. But I'm not going to take a two-hour show. In the beginning, when we started the show, people would inbox me and say, Judy, you're never on the show, and I really listen to it because I want to hear you. And I'm like, no, you don't. You don't want to hear me go on for 2 hours, and I don't either. Frankly, I don't, because there's a lot of people that have things to say. And I can just make another dumb video. It's not going to be dumb, though. It's going to be the best video on YouTube. Amen?
Amen. Hey, do you want to know another thing that really bothers me about churches these days? To get into a teaching position, like a pastor, they're like, you have to have a degree and blah, 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 and have spent like 65 years doing blah, 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 blah. And it's like, dude, if he knows the Bible, he knows the Bible. Why do you have to be certified to teach God's word, you know?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Preach it, Luco. Preach it.
I don't know. It's just always something that kind of pissed me off in the church. Like, you have to, like...
You know what?
Yeah. It's like, why don't you read the Bible and teach it? It's that simple.
Exactly. But the thing is, Luco, why it pissed you off and why people don't like it is because that's not the way God made it to be, okay? But he tolerated that structure. He told me to leave that structure 5 years ago. Now, I've been a leader in churches. I sat in the pew for a good 10 years, but after that, I was in leadership, and I didn't really like what I saw there either, because I would get instructions from the top on how to start doing things, and because it was not the way God was telling me. So I had to do things the way somebody was telling me, and it went outside of what God was telling me, and I was always conflicted. So anyway, obviously at the end of time here, we're at the end of time. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're obviously at the end of time here, and God changed it up. He's like, yeah, I didn't like it either, and I allowed it. Of course he loves us, you guys. So if you went to church and you still go, he's going to bless you, okay? It's not like he hates it. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. He just... there's another way to do it, okay? And he told me straight up that he's not invited in most churches because they already have their schedule all picked out. They're like, here's how we're going to start it, here's how we're going to end it, and there might not be room for God to say interject it. God might not be able to clap or fart or knock everybody out, okay? So I'm almost here with my little rant, because why this is important is this rapture-centric church where Jesus is the pastor. Oh, there's my Jason. Hold on. Hi, Jason. Wait a minute.
Hey, Judy.
Who's this? Wait, 818, who are you?
Keith. I'm Keith. Hey, Judy.
What's up, Keith?
Hey, Luco.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Katie. Hey.
That's Donna.
Hey, let me let... Oh, hey, Donna.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Donna.
Who's 347?
Oh, it's Salima. Hey, guys.
Hi, Salima.
Wait, Salima. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey. Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you, dear. I just have a few more people that called in, so I interrupted what I was saying. Everyone that's on the line, I'm almost done talking about the RCC church here, and then we want everyone to share. Okay, I just had to give a little speech. So bottom line is this, you guys. God put some bouncers to answer the phone and hang up the phone. The bouncers are, I already told you. But now because Jason used to do the evening show and now he's just doing the morning, people are thinking we're having, there's no gossip here. We're a church. We love each other. So I guess I had to make an announcement here because so people will believe us. Jason's going to call in and tell you guys it's all good. Jason needed a rest, okay, and God wanted to give him that rest. So as a result, me, Katie, Luke, and Carter do the evening show. Dustin and Jason do the morning show. But it's not like you have two separate church services. You do have two different church services, but we're all on the same page. You know, God give Jason. Yeah, we're the same church, and Dustin's going to come on here and tell you that because he's on the line. He's about to talk. But I just want to quell any rumors. You know, one thing I hated about church was rumors. And I guess there's been some rumors. We're all in unity, you guys. And if we're not in unity, we're going to fix it, okay? If there's something going on, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to get it right. Because, see, we love each other here at RCC. And, you know, just because Jason might preach a message that, you know, might make your mind go, it might make your mind spin, and I might do that, and Jason, Dustin may do that. You know, we love each other, okay? God made us all individuals, and somebody might say something that conflicts with something that I say or something Dustin says, but it doesn't mean we don't love each other. It just means we're all hearing God in this last hour, okay? And you're free to share that, okay? But it's part of people that are keeping the order, you know, some things God doesn't want shared, okay? And that's what we have to do. We have to be in charge of that. But I'm sure if we're here long enough, and I don't think we will be, he'll make other people bouncers in charge of that. But I just wanted to say that we're all in unity. We love each other. The morning service is not mad at the evening service. The leadership is all in unity here. There's no gossip. There's no maliciousness because Jesus is our pastor. And this is a different kind of church. It's a kind of a church you've never seen before. So we don't talk about each other behind each other's back. You know, we bring it all out in the open, and we talk, and we love. And we do some things behind the scenes because, frankly, we don't want to waste our church service doing it, okay? So we have lots of issues come up with different people at RCC. We have issues come up with the bouncers, and we work them out because we love each other. Sometimes we work them out on the air, out loud, and sometimes we work them out in private. Most of the stuff we work out in private just because we don't want to waste the church service doing it. And I'm already wasting too much time now, but I just, you know, we had an issue happen in the chat room the other night, late after hours, and you know, somebody wanted to talk about it, but God told me, no, it's not supposed to be talked about, and we didn't talk about it. So sometimes people's feelings might get hurt, but nothing's done out of maliciousness. Anything that I do is out of love, okay? And I have to follow my boo-boo, and you have to follow your boo-boo too. But if God's telling, you know, if boo-boo's telling me something and I'm a bouncer, I have to follow through with that. And that might make somebody that calls in another bride kind of mad at me or something, but please don't take offense because I have to hear boo-boo as a bouncer, and we all just have to do our job, okay? But we're all leaders here, and that's why we're going to have lots of people at the church, the RCC bride, they're going to be calling in and sharing things. And it might not go with what you believe, even I believe, but we don't have to shut each other up. We can believe God together, unless boo-boo says, well, I don't really want this spoken about, then I'll shut it down. So, Dustin, is the morning service, tell me, Dustin, is the morning service against the evening service?
No, it's definitely not. It's one church, it's two different services, so that's the whole point. That's all it is, and yes, we're in unity. The beautiful thing about us, humans, period, is that we're all different, and we all have different walks, different everything, and you can agree to disagree sometimes on certain things, but we all agree on the same thing here. Is that God is our pastor and God is our savior, you know what I mean? So as far as, like Judy said, everybody here calling the show, even if you don't talk on the show, you're a leader. You're a leader, and that's why God brought you here. So feel free to share and talk on both shows, call in both shows, and keep us company, because that's all we're doing is keeping each other company until we get translated. That's all this is for. We don't want to take ourselves too seriously with anything, because all of us are dirty, filthy sinners that, you know, God says in the Bible, none of us are doing what is right. It's a verse that says, not one of you are doing what is right. Now, don't feel bad about that. The people on this show right now, you're doing mostly everything right, because that's why God led you here, to let you know you're getting translated before the rapture. You're so special to God, you're not getting raptured. You're listening. You're getting translated before the rapture. And he's going to do that to strengthen up the people around you. It might be everybody in your town. Whoever's still here that realizes you're gone is going to strengthen them up. And everybody here probably talks about the rapture to people. So it makes sense. When he takes you, everybody's going to say, well, that person talked about the rapture all the time. And joke around and say, maybe Jesus Christ took him. And it will be Christ who took you. You know, so God is good, and everything's all good. I love these people so much. This Rapture Center Church has been such a blessing in my life, and so has Judy and Jason and Luke and all you guys that call in as well. You guys have been major blessings. Like, you know, we're all brothers and sisters. Nobody's above anyone else, and it just we really appreciate it. We really appreciate you guys calling in and fellowshipping with us while we wait on our Lord and Savior, which is any day now. Could be today. Hopefully today. But today is a huge week, I will say that. So, you know, things are starting to get close. We're getting closer and closer. We're not getting farther away, and God is not adding days to this thing. We're getting, the days are getting shorter, and we're getting closer to the start of the Great Tribulation, okay? And that starts this weekend. That's what God told me. So I don't think we're going to be here for this weekend. Now, if we're here this weekend, the Great Tribulation is still starting, and we are leaving any day now. It's not going to be a coincidence that the rapture will happen around April Fool's. Imagine that. People going missing on April Fool's Day. But it won't be a joke. It will not be a joke, and it'll be serious. So imagine that. And it is going to happen around April Fool's Day. It could be closer to April 15th, the worldwide rapture. But the point is, the translation is going to be before then. We're leaving before then. So, amen. We praise God for that. Amen. You guys are wonderful. I love you guys to death. Mwah. Kisses for all you beautiful people.
Ew, gross. Cooties.
Mwah. Love you, Luke.
How was a wet one?
Okay, so can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
I just got kicked out of, sometimes when I'm hosting this, it's only my second night, thanks for being patient. Pretty soon it's going to really flow. If we're here, it's going to flow. I'll get really good at this, but it's kind of a bummer because it just said it kicked me out of chat. I don't know how to get back in, but I will. I'll figure it out. Okay. So thank you, Dustin, for sharing since you're from the morning show. You represent both you and Jason. Jason was going to call in. He probably got stuck going to his dad's house because I don't see him. He hasn't called in yet, but he was definitely going to call in. Like I said, he has his dad he's dealing with, so he's probably going to maybe call later. But Jason called to say the same thing. So thank you, Dustin. You can speak for Jason. Does Jason agree with the evening show, honey?
Yeah, we had a great show. Great show today, this morning. And Jason does in agreement. He feel like, he needed that break sometimes, from the evening show. And he wants to still call in and talk from the evening show as well. But that's why he raised up different people, that different people can host, different people can talk on the different shows. You don't have to have the same thing all the time. You can switch it up a little bit. Maybe you guys could do the morning, we could do the evening. That's the point. So that's why we're not going to take it too serious, because all this is us fellowshipping with our family until the Lord gets here. And this is us figuring out that we're family. We're part of this translation. That makes us family. We're all part of the bride of Christ, which is everybody getting raptured. But this translation family is really incredible, because this is real. It's really real. We're really leaving before the rapture. So you really are leaving any day now. You're going to disappear off this planet. So just have peace and love and knowing that. And really don't take anything too serious right now, or God's going to laugh at you if you take anything too serious. Because he's like, okay, you can take it serious if you want to. You can be happy while you wait, or you can be upset while you wait. That's the point, There's people that are really struggling waiting on the Lord, so we're just thankful. We're thankful. God is good. And I'm thankful for you, Judy. You're wonderful. You're going to do a great job.
Well, Dustin, you're a great bouncer. Thank you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, man. Jason's a better bouncer.
We have different bouncers, so we can just, change it up. And I don't think we'll be here for it, but, we might ask one. If I asked M. Bell to be a bouncer, okay? I'm just going to be honest with you guys. There was other people that God wanted to be bouncers to keep the order, and M. Bell was one of them. He's in the chat room, but he said no. He said no. He didn't want any part of this, So too bad, M. Bell, but if you change your mind.
Love you, M. Bell.
Early in the beginning days, I asked him and Elvin, Mr. My Buddy Elvin from whatchamacallit, what's his YouTube channel for the Lord Jesus. I asked him if he wanted to be a bouncer, and, I don't know, nothing ever became of it. He said, yeah, but nothing ever became of it. So, anywho, you guys, that's all it is, and so we're gonna let the show begin, but I just wanted to set that straight. This is not like YouTube where everybody beats each other up. This is not like YouTube where people smash you and make exposing videos. The morning show doesn't expose the evening show. The evening show doesn't expose. We're all in love here. We have the same goal. We're waiting for our dad. And while we're waiting for our dad, he wants to show off his bride, and his bride wants to show him off. And this bride is very talented. We got teachers like Luco. We have people like Keith that God has gifted to teach certain things, and he'll share. We have such a broad assortment of gifts in this church where Jesus Christ is our pastor. And he wants you to call in, and God wants you to come and share with us. So that's what this is all about. God told me in the traditional church, his bride has been shut for too long. and spend 4 hours a day for brides to have an opportunity to finally say what's burning on their heart. Like my brother Keith, he wants some things that God has showed him, and he wants to be a blessing with his gift. He wants people to call in and ask him a question, and he's going to be doing something. If you want to inbox Jason and Destin in the morning show, and you say, hey, I got to preach on, or I have something real special I want to say, can you just give me some time with no interruption? Then you do that. And my Destin, can they do that?
Yes, they can. Yes, you can.
Okay,
you feel free to say anything.
I've had people inbox me and say they're kind of shy, and it's intimidating if a bunch of people are on the line and they're trying to talk. That's kind of how M. Bell is. M. Bell, it's like he's kind of soft-spoken, but he has a lot to say, but if everyone starts talking, he shuts up. That's what I noticed. And he used to call him early. If anyone interrupts M. Bell, M. Bell just quits talking. So I really hope M. Bell calls in again because he doesn't like being interrupted. So here's the thing. This is kind of a crazy church. You know, God told me that's why he liked it. He said, the reason why I love this church, and I said, why? I was doing my laundry, and I go, why? He goes, because none of you know what you're doing.
Oh, my God,
I loved it when he said that. He goes, because none of you know what you're doing, and that's what I like, because then I can do what I want to do. And I was like, really? He said, yeah. He goes, you know what you're doing.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, that was the funniest thing he ever told me. I was laughing. I thought he was going to say, why did he love us? I thought he was going to say something amazing about us. Like, you know why I love this church? And I go, why? And I thought he was going to say, like, go on and on about how great we are. And he's all, because none of you know what you're doing. I'm sorry, but that's funny. Okay, that
it's like
is
there
so
is,
funny.
There is no routine here, you know.
Yeah, no routine. I roll out of bed. When I do the morning show, I'm rolling out of bed. Like I never plan anything. I don't plan any topics or anything, but that lets you know how God's hand is really on it. We have some powerful things happen, some miracles. You know, we have good talk. So this is the last thing I want to say about the shows as well. For as far as the morning and evening, if we're talking and you might think we're serious about something, but you want to call in and say something really funny, don't worry about changing the mood. There's different moods throughout the whole thing, so don't worry about that. And if we're talking about something really funny or we're joking around and you kind of want to throw something in there that might be a little more on the serious side, then don't feel bad about that either. We just want you to share, period. That's the whole point, is everybody gets a chance to talk. Everybody fellowships. Nobody's higher than each other. Like Judy said, we're all jackasses for Jesus. That's what we are. We love Jesus. We're ready for him to get here, you know, so we're just going to share with each other and love each other. So that's all there is to it. Please call in and share, and please call in the morning show and be a company for me and Jason. Please do.
Oh, my God. Oh, go ahead.
I said the morning show, yeah, Dustin and Jason are just chatting back and forth a lot. They need callers. They like callers, right, Dustin?
Yes,
like,
we
wait
do.
For callers.
Yeah, we need more callers.
You don't know how hard it is for Jason in the morning. He's like, you know what, Judy, that's why he kind of likes the evening show, because it's more people calling in, because, you know, in the morning show, he's like just, you know, it's like pulling teeth. Don't make it hard on your bouncers, you guys. You're making it hard on your bouncers.
Yeah,
you,
you can't have you can't have a church without a congregation, you know?
Exactly. Thank you. And really, Jason's kind of discouraged. I mean, he loves doing what he's doing. He's not going to stop. But he told me, Judy, you don't know. It gets depressing because people aren't calling in and sharing. And we want new people, but even the old people that have called in, you're not old. Keep calling. Keep sharing. If you're having an experience every day with God, which you should be, you should wake up every day and have something fresh that God does with you, because if you're talking to him and he's in your life, every day I have a new nugget. I really do, you guys. I'm not lying. I've been doing this for 5 years. God pulled me out of regular church, and I have a sermon to preach fresh almost every day. I really do, because he's speaking to me, and so do you. You have something to share every day, and all we're asking is the pastor. Oh, who's making that noise? Who's making that noise? Okay. The pastor of this church is serious, and he's saying he wants you to call in. Now, here's what's going to happen if you don't call in. You guys hearing me, Dustin? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can
you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what's going to happen if you guys. It's going to be in the evening show. It's going to be Katie, Luke, Carter, and Judy blabbing on and on. And we're happy to do it because we have anointed blabbing, Okay, we do. We're anointed. We usually talk in the evening show. We like to talk for like the first half hour, just the host uninterrupted, because you know we're bright, so we want to share. But after we're done in our first 20 minutes, maybe 10, maybe 15. Then it's time for you, and we're just going to keep talking, and that's going to be annoying, okay? Because everyone needs to share. And in the morning, Jason and Dustin, they're just going to keep talking if nobody calls in. I'm doing it for 2 hours. I will, but that's not the purpose of why God opened up this church. That's not the purpose of why he did it. But we'll do it, and he'll bless it. You know, when Jason and Dustin talk all morning for 2 hours, it's anointed. You're going to be blessed for hearing it, okay? You will be. So God is good. He's never going to make any of us be wasted. Something on really is glorious. Me and Katie and Luke and Carter in the evening ramble on for 2 hours. Everyone's going to be blessed by it. But just know that our personal joy would be complete as boundaries call in and share, okay? I've said enough, because now I'm spending an hour wasting our time saying this, but I'm saying it one more time.
I was just about to say that. No.
Well, okay, but they don't understand, Luca. They don't understand that we
really
are waiting.
Yeah, I know. I was kidding.
It just comes out to people. Just share. Oh, go ahead, dude.
No, go ahead, Dustin. Go.
That's what it just comes down to, you guys. We love fellowship, and that's all it is fellowship. So call in and share, because it'll help us out as well. So if you want a fellowship, you know, if you're not busy or anything, if you just call in and say, hey, you know, have a blessed day and tell us how your weather is, that's a blessing, and it brings us conversation. So we do take up the time of the show. So, you know, that's a blessing if that's all you want to say. So that's just all it is, you know, fellowship with us, and we'll be blessed by it. Everybody's going to be blessed by it. So,
Dustin, I'm really glad you said that, because some people feel like if what they have to say doesn't have to do with scripture, they call in. And some people think they think that if they just want to talk about the weather, that we don't want to hear about the weather in their part of the state.
Feel free to talk about everything. Feel free to talk about anything you want to talk about, anything on your mind. Yeah, we're rapture-centric, waiting on the rapture, but it's only so much about the rapture you can talk about. There's only so much you can talk about. So, of course,
we have to talk
about other things.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning, dude?
Nothing. I had no breakfast this morning.
Wow, people think I have the tapeworm demon.
Man, I love breakfast, but I just didn't have any. I had a bacon, egg, and cheese just a minute ago. And I'm still hungry.
So
I gotta eat more.
I'm gonna end it with this, okay? And then I've said my piece. If you're this person that feels like, okay, we do laugh a lot on the show, make jokes, but because God's in a good mood, he's always happy. But like Dustin said, let's say you have to call him with something real serious. That's okay. My God is serious too, you guys. My God gets mad. My God cries. My God is a bunch of different emotions. So even though I pretty much laugh most of the time, anyone that knows me is true, but I do laugh at almost everything. But I also have serious conversations. You've heard my videos. I'm serious, but I'm serious even when I'm laughing. So what I'm saying is, please don't think that, you know, there's some friend here. Well, you have to be like Judy and be lighthearted. You don't have to be like Dustin, Luco, Katie, Carl. Just be yourself. And the second thing is, if you need to call and text me or inbox and say, Judy, I have something to share. It might take about 20 minutes. Then just I'll make an appointment with you. Okay? I'll set aside time, and I will say, okay, so-and-so is going to be talking for the next 20 minutes. If I have you unmuted, please don't interrupt so-and-so. They're going to give their whole testimony. Now, one person I really appreciated calling was Michelle. Whose dog is barking?
Mine. Sorry. I'm outside.
Okay.
Let me go inside.
I can mute you. If you're on the phone, just mute yourself, or I can mute you if your dog's barking. We love your dog. We actually want your dog on the show. Does your dog talk?
all the time. too much. No, I just came back inside. They're outside, and I'm inside.
I know, but
okay,
I mean, I'm getting so desperate here. Desperate for people to call in. I don't mind if your dog calls in and shares, okay?
Oh, she'd love to.
So
would my kitties.
That's Carol. Hi, Carol. Hey, I'm going to do one last thing.
Yes.
Hey, we love you. You better share, Carol, but let me just and they'll let you. Michelle called in. I love when Michelle calls in. She wanted to give her testimony uninterrupted. I'm so glad she did because her testimony was so cool. So if you have something you want to share uninterrupted, even by the host, you go ahead and do that. But the host does have muting power. And I just want to remind you guys how powerful I am. I have the power right now to shut all of you up. I can shut every single one of you up. It's in my hands. How do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about that? Are you guys, like, in awe of me? I have a really big jackass crown right now. My jackass crown is so big, it just got bigger when I said that, okay? Oh, my goodness. And here's why I don't do the show. This is the truth. It's 7 o'clock in California, people. Okay?
It's what?
I'm rapture-centric. I ain't getting up at no 7 o'clock to host a show. So, too bad. I mean, I stay up all night now. I'm nocturnal donkey. Have you noticed?
Yes. I have.
Donkeys are nocturnal.
I sometimes wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and all I do is go Rapture Kitty on my phone, and I see all your YouTubes at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, all the time, central time. I don't know, maybe I was muted. Am I muted?
Hello? No, we hear you, girl. We hear you, honey. We're just not talking because we're letting you talk.
Oh, you're letting me talk. Oh, I see.
Let me just say right now, I have unmuted everybody. Let me unmute Pat. Okay.
Yep.
Everyone is unmuted, right? Everyone's unmuted.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So you can feel free to interrupt Carol because Carol's about to talk. But if you have to interrupt Carol and
email.
Say, oh, Carol, I had something happen.
My email
go ahead and
go
do
on.
This. So everybody talk.
All right. Well, I'm going to go first. Is
all
that
right,
okay?
Thanks.
Can I go first?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to go first. I have a couple of suggestions for people to call in. You can call in with questions. Maybe there's a topic of the Bible you don't understand. And maybe you have questions about scriptures or something, you know, or, we can all share, you know, our experience of, you know, of what, how maybe those scriptures have helped us, or maybe we don't understand either, and you can share what the Lord has spoken to you about those scriptures. You know, everybody is a member of the body of Christ, and we need each other. And one of the reasons I don't call a lot, I did, I think, at the beginning, but I don't now, is because I don't want to hug up the phone either, because I know that if I get on the roll, I'll get on the roll, and I won't shut up. Because I have a lot of depth in me to the glory and praise of the Lord. So I and I'm a little more serious. I have a funny side to me, but I have a lot of I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior because of the times we're not only because of the times we're living in, but because I've been I've been through a lot like everybody else. But I've really really been through a lot, and so when I totally committed my entire being to the Lord, you know what, I put on that full armor of God and I ain't taking it off. So I've got the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, always on me. I don't let it go. I will not set down the sword of the Spirit. I keep it on me. I have the helmet of salvation on me. And you know what the helmet of salvation does? It protects your thoughts. It protects your thoughts from the demonic attacks. And believe me, they've been attacking me for several weeks. But I don't let them bother me. You know, they'll talk to me because they think that I'm going to, they think that I'm going to get depressed because you know, my body isn't completely healed because I've had, you know, things happen, things go wrong. And they want to accuse me. You see, the devil and his minions are the accuser of our brethren. All right? They accuse us. They accuse us before our God day and night. But you know what? I've overcome the devil's tactics and his minions' tactics. And you know how I did it? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. So when they come at me because, oh, you screwed up your life, and that's why you're where you're at now. If you hadn't screwed up your life, you wouldn't be where you're at now. But because you screwed up your life, you're all messed up. You're all messed up, all right? So this is the kind of stuff that comes at me. And I'll look at the devil, and I'll just say, look at the blood of Jesus on me. Look at the blood of Jesus on me. I've been redeemed. I've been set free. I'm a new creation. He loves me. So get away from me. You don't have any authority over me. And then I start speaking the word of God. Oh Lord, you love me. Praise you, Lord. I have the mind of Christ. You know, my mind is being renewed day by day. I'm a king and priest unto the Most High God. I start speaking this way all the time. I have to. You know, I have to for my sake. Because otherwise I can get really, really depressed. But I haven't been depressed in years because I keep the word of God in me. When we all came in contact with Judy, to God be the glory that he's used her to lighten us up, you know, to make us laugh and not to take ourselves so seriously, although we're living in a time where there's a lot of evil going on. The spiritual warfare is very, very strong. And we need each other to lift each other up and to step on the devil's head. Because Jesus is coming, and he is coming today. And so I want to just also just let people know, if you have questions, like I said earlier, you have questions, you know, bring them up. If you just want to share a scripture that the Lord has imparted into you, a lot of times we see them on the chat room. Somebody will write a scripture. Well, why don't you call in with that scripture and say, you know what, the Holy Spirit or the Lord or Boo Boo God has been giving me this scripture and it's been in my heart all day long, and just share it. And if that scripture has changed you in any way, share it. You know, we're being changed from glory to glory. We have the hope of glory in us, who is Christ, our life, our love, our beloved. And you know, I just want to say I don't always even get on the chat rooms that often lately, and part of the reason is because the Holy Spirit has really been working on a personal level in my life. There's things that he's just doing in me, and he's pumping me up. He's pumping me up like never before, and everybody has areas in their life where the Holy Spirit is working in, and he'll continue to work himself in us until we hear the shout, until we hear the voice of the archangel, until we hear the trumpet of God. And we're going to hear it very, 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 very soon. And I pray that it's today. So I hope that what I shared was something that will encourage people to call in also, because one last thing. I don't like being a leader. I know that I am a leader. I'm a leader in spirit, you know. But when people try to elevate me, oh man, I just, you know, like everybody, like Judy, like you guys, I back off. you know, I just want to be who I am in Christ Jesus and walk in Christ. Yes, I'm an encourager, and you can hear it in my voice. You can hear it by what I say. That's what I do. Every person I saved or unsaved, holy or unholy, I'm just there to encourage them, to lift them up, to give them hope, you know, to flash a little more of God's love on them, because we all need God's love. We all need God's touch. And I don't like being a leader. And just like Judy shared earlier, you know, I too stopped going to church for that very reason. That you could tell who were the leaders and who wanted to buddy up to them. What's the word? In Spanish we call it lambiache, but in English, you know, you want to get buddy with them so that you get into their little inner circle, and that's not right, you know. And one thing that I mentioned on the chat a little while ago is, and Judy touched on this too, and others. There was never a Bible college in the Bible, neither in the New Testament nor the Old Testament. So when did man decide that they were going to take it upon themselves to charge a fee to people to learn the Word of God? And then, to ordain you to be a pastor of a church and pay you a salary through the tithes and offerings and all of that stuff. There's nothing about that in my Bible. You know, there is, in Ephesians, we hear about what they call the five, what is it, Judy? The fivefold ministry, where they talk about a lot of these charismatic churches, they explain what they are, and they're like, oh, I see. You have to, you know what? Those positions that are listed in the book of Ephesians, that's who they are in the body of Christ. It's not that man ordained them and they became, they now wear this label, and you go to church and you, oh, there's the pastor. Oh, there's the bishop. Oh, there's the elder. Oh, there's the shepherd. Oh, there's the ministry of health. Oh, the ministry of this, the ministry of that. Please, you know, that's all. It's become a business. The church, the organized church is a business now. Yes. And it was never designed that way. Yes.
Carol, yes. Can I interrupt you real quick, babe? Okay. Yes. What you have said is so helpful. Thank you. You know, that really helps a lot of people. I mean, so thank you for sharing. Let's let someone else share now. Can we let, because I know someone else just texted me and said they want to share, but Carol, you guys, she's a teacher. She has a ton to share. So, Carol, what I want you to do is, can you pick a topic and then inbox me, you know, and pick a time? And I'd like to give you like a good 20 minutes of uninterrupted teaching. Pick a topic and inbox me and tell me when you want to do it. Can we do that?
Sure. Okay. That sounds good.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I'm going to let someone else talk right now. Again, Carol's a teacher. She will talk and teach a lot. What she just said, I want to keep it, because sometimes when you're listening to a teacher, if they talk too much, in one little session, you're going to
be overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
It was good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
go
you,
ahead.
Where's Judy? Judy, are you there?
Let somebody else talk and just absorb it. And God bless everyone as we wait for Jesus to return for us.
Thank you, sweetheart.
What happened to Judy?
I don't know. Maybe Judy! She muted herself.
Judy get cut off?
Where is you? Maybe her battery.
Maybe her battery. Let's see. Is she on the chat room? Let's see.
She couldn't get in.
Let's see. I don't see anything about Phone battery died. Oh, yes. Yes,
oh,
yes. The phone battery died.
Oh, no.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Hold on. Give her a second. She's trying to do something. All right, all right. Okay,
hey,
well,
Keith.
Somebody else.
Yeah, hey, Luca.
I was wondering, would you like to share in more detail about kind of like what you do with people and maybe reach out to some people on here if they want? I think that'd be really cool.
Tomorrow I'm doing that.
Oh,
tomorrow?
Oh, okay.
That. Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, fine. No, I'm just kidding.
Tomorrow I'm going to take callers using my gifts from God, we'll tune into each caller and what question they have and give them an answer that they're looking for from the Lord. They'll know what's going on. And, you know, I open their gifts as well. So that'll be exciting. Plus, I'm going to do a little talk tomorrow on identity. So that'll be a very interesting topic that people will want to hear about. It's something that God told me to speak about it, so it's something I know a lot about, and it's about our identity.
Very cool.
Sounds pretty interesting. I can't wait.
Yes, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Wow.
Okay, you guys, I missed everything because my battery died and I'm back on. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I was telling Carol, I just want to tell Carol, I love what she said, and I wanted to keep it right there because I want everyone to really soak that in. And what happens is when you have anointed teachers, like we have Cheryl, we have Keith, we have Luco, sometimes the teaching is short and sweet. Everyone can kind of soak in what it is. So that's why I want her to do another teach. That was a good 10-minute teach. And so that's all I had to say. But, okay, you guys are obviously on a conversation. I'm going to mute myself, and you must continue.
No, you don't have to mute yourself. You can
don't
stay
mute
on.
Yourself.
Yeah, I'm leaving the call, and just going on in chat now.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Carol. Man. No, Carol, can you hear me? Carol?
She left town. She's gone.
Carol, I want her to hear what I have to say though, because I didn't want her to think that I'm shutting her up. I wanted her to stay on the line.
No, she doesn't think that.
No.
Judy, she's
okay,
not
good.
Thinking that. No, no, she's okay. Fine. She's totally cool.
Because here's what I want to say, you guys. It's part of my muting power. Let me explain my muting power. I'm all powerful here with the mute button. As a bouncer, God wants me to move things along sometimes. And so,
yeah.
Carol, what you shared was amazing. And my boo-boo with the muting finger was like, okay, that was perfect. Let's stop there. But I wanted you to stay on the phone because if you want to chime in on what someone else is saying, then you can. So if I come in and say let's move on to the next person to share, I'm not shutting you up, Carol, is what I'm trying to say. I'm not shutting. I just want to go on to the next person to talk because what she shared was perfect, and now let's let somebody else share. But I want everyone to know that you're not being shut up. Okay, if my muting power is really I'm not muting anyone. So if you guys haven't noticed, everyone's unmuted. Okay.
Yeah.
But if I feel like the Lord telling me we need to move on, I'm going to ask that person to let somebody else talk. But it wasn't because what Carol just shared was amazing. So I don't want any hurt feelings here. We're a church. We don't gossip. We love each other. We appreciate what each other has to share. And if I kindly ask you to let someone else talk, it's only because – but I'm not saying hang up. What I'm saying is stay on the line because you might have something to say in 10 minutes. Okay, that's all. I'm good. I'm getting good at this. Am I good at this, Keith? Am I good at this?
You're good, yeah. This is when Luca does his guitar session in between. Okay, play your guitar in between.
My guitar recordings are actually already on the thing, so Judy could just play them.
I'm teasing you.
Oh, okay.
No, but they're good. Your stuff's good. You need to make more videos on it.
Well, last time I was about to make one, the Lord said not to, so we'll have to see.
Okay. Oh, today I have some news to share. Today we had today, and I live in L.A., Los Angeles, and today we had a horrible earthquake.
I know.
It was 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We got like this. It was like a sudden jolt, like an instant jolt, and then the apartment, the whole complex, the whole land was shaking for about 12 seconds. It was a very long time for LA. Normally we have you know, 2 or 3 second earthquakes. And last year we had 3 of them that were all 3.3s in the morning time. But this one was a 4.7. Some people said it was a 4.9. So it's pretty strong, you know, and it really shook the whole, boy, it kind of rattled L.A. this morning, let me tell you. So that's a sign, though, because the big quake of 10.0 is going to, a lot of people have seen from the Lord that there's going to be a 10.0 earthquake in L.A., and it will break off California, and it'll start the tribulation, it'll start the rapture. So, you know, we've already had a 5.7. We had a 7.0 last week in Northern California, where Judy lives, up the coast with no damage. That's a huge one, a 7.0. And then today, our 4.7. So that's another sign that rapture is ready, ready to roll.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister called me this morning early to tell me her house was rattling. She's in Burbank.
So oh, Burbank, yeah, she's not far from me, like 10 minutes. But she said, okay. She said she felt it in Burbank because sometimes in the valley they don't feel it.
Yeah, no, and her kids, 4 of her 5 kids are there in California, and her glass was rattling. Nothing broke or anything, but it was
okay.
Pretty unnerving. They haven't had one in a while.
That's where it's Studio City, which is in the valley. They didn't feel it, but then it's interesting, Burbank did. Burbank must be part of the plate that we're on. But so she
yeah.
said it really rattled then, huh?
Yeah, for her to call me and tell me is important. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
She's a tough old bird from New York. You
okay,
know?
Yeah, because
it was a
sudden, quick, instant jolt. It was bad, you know.
It was
I
a jolt.
I just said the name of, I mean, whenever it does that, I just put my hand up and I said, the name of Jesus Christ, stop now. I stop it.
Yeah.
We have a right to, it's funny because people say, why was the weather so dry in California? Well, I know in L.A. it was dry because every time it rained, I stopped it. So the name of Jesus, because I hate rain.
Oh,
I like it sunny all the time. And I have allergies to rain that I'm dealing with, so
yeah,
I don't like any rain, so and it works. Every time I say, rain, you will not come here. You will not. And Jesus, and it stops, and I keep pushing it off. So everybody said, why is it dry? I said, well, because I don't like the rain.
Well, Northern California got all the rain.
And that's what happened when I cast it out in Jesus' name. It moved up north. But yeah, it was bad, Pat. I mean, that's crazy if she felt it, because we felt it here. So crazy stuff.
It was unnerving to her, and usually she doesn't complain about earthquakes at all, you know.
Okay.
So I covered it with the precious blood of Christ, and and covered all of California, and I said, you know, God will take care of you. She knows about the rapture, so So I'm not worried. God will take care of them. Period. That's it.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
But she was unnerved. Very. Yeah, she said it was like a jolt. It wasn't like a rolling or whatever.
It was
like
scary.
Boom, boom. You know.
Especially at 6:30 in the morning, it's a good way to rattle everybody in Los Angeles, you know.
Yeah. So she's hoping there's no more.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be bad. As far as the news,
what's going on with the news today? I think a boss is meeting with President Obama concerning the peace treaty.
They're still all messed up over the airplane. They don't know where it is.
I think they're planning on, well, he's meeting with the boss to talk about signing on to the peace treaty because the next he's going to go to Netanyahu and basically force it. So today was a big meeting.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's people thinking that plane, they took it to Iran, and they're going to load it up with bombs and then go hit Israel with it.
Oh, boy.
So that's the latest, they were talking about that on the news this morning. That was a
really
theory.
They really think that missing plane?
Yes, they think that it went to Iran so they could put a nuclear whatever, because they don't have a delivery system to hit Israel, so that was their idea.
True.
But I'm saying how dumb is that, because they're going to see the plane coming, and I said, hey, God's going to just reach his hand down, pick up the plane and throw it into the sea and hope those people confess before they die, because what a dumb thing to do. If they're going to do that, how are you going to go undetected? That's a huge plane, and Israel knows when something's coming over, they're going to shoot it down. Hello.
Yeah, they're going to have to as well.
Yeah. But that's what they're saying. That's what they're thinking they're going
to
do. That was one of the theories. Those people might still be alive, you know, if they were on that plane. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, somebody took it. It didn't go into the sea and stuff. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure there's a conspiracy here. But that was one of them.
Wow.
And they were very serious talking about that. It sounds flaky a bit, but that's what they were really talking about this morning in the news, you know. That maybe that's what they're going to do.
Know.
And they're going, really, really? Like, they could do that.
Katie, did you get any other news than this? This is all I know that's going on today. Katie there?
Mm-hmm.
Katie, not on today?
Sorry, Keith. I muted myself. Yes, Keith. Katie has class tonight. So she did,
okay.
She did have some news. But, yeah, but I love the way she gives the news, Keith. Thank you for asking for that, because I keep telling her, and she likes that encouragement when people tell her that. I told her no one does the news like Katie, and I just love it from hearing it from her. But she has class. She has a bunch of tests. I talked to her earlier today, and she has to take a bunch of tests that mean nothing to her, but she's going to be doing Scantron testing for the next 2 hours.
But, poor thing.
Poor thing.
This is a church. Since everybody is part of this church and has something to say, God wants them to talk, and somebody in chat, some people don't call in. They're just in chat, and that's perfectly fine. So if you are in chat and you have an idea, you can share it, and I will share it with everybody. Josh Barnes in chat, he had an idea. He thought, how about all of us pray at the same time? So then I thought, cool. And then Boo Boo gave me an idea. Do you guys want to hear Boo Boo's idea?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, so I've unmuted everyone. So everyone that's called in is unmuted, and they always will be. So here's the thing. I think we should all pray, however we pray, okay? But don't pray directly into the phone yet. But we should all pray. I'm going to be praying in tongues, and I'll mute myself. Everybody pray, even everyone in the chat room. And we're all going to pray. And then I'm going to come back on, and I'm going to say, okay, you guys, now let's pray out loud. So when I say that, everybody that's on the line, I want one of you at a time, and you know the order, because if you're talking, if someone's praying, don't talk. When they're done and it's real silent, then the next person on the line talks, okay? I'm not going to sit here and go, okay, next person praying. I'm not going to do that. I'm a teacher, but just, you know, come on, you guys. You have common sense, right? So when I say now everybody pray out loud, everybody in the chat room, Luke, I'm sorry, Tim Bell's making fun of me. It's hilarious. In the chat room, he's making fun of me. I can't even look at the chat room when I'm talking. That chat room is funny. That's the funniest chat room I've ever seen. Okay, so are you with me, Keith? Can you hear what I'm saying, Keith?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all going to pray, and if you're on the phone, you're not going to pray into the phone. Okay, then when I say, okay, stop, we're going to start to pray out loud. And if you're in the chat room, start to make your prayers in the chat room, start to write them out. And this isn't a joke anymore, Belle, because I'm actually serious, because Josh Barnes had this idea, and he's an RCC church member, and what he has to say is important. I think he's right. The Lord wants us to do a prayer time. And then when I say, okay, now pray out loud, somebody like Keith will start. He's going to pray. And when you hear him stop praying and it's silent, whoever else is on the phone, if it's silent, then you can jump in and pray. And then when they get silent, the next person can pray. Does that sound like a fun game, you guys? Should we do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so, oh my gosh, I can't look. I tell them to quit joking in the chat room. They don't listen to me. It's good. I'm glad they don't, because I'm a counselor. Listen to your boo-boo. Listen to Jesus. Okay, so on the count of three, we're all going to pray silently, and then I'll interrupt it in about 3 minutes, and then we'll pray out loud. Okay, ready? One, two, three, go. Okay, family. So now we're going to pray out loud. So if you're in the chat room, we'd like you to pray out loud. And you can go ahead and joke around if you want right now. It's a free church, but this was Josh Barnes' idea, and I really like it. I just had a really great, powerful prayer time. And now we can start praying out loud. If you're in the chat room, we would like to hear your prayer. Write it out. And if you're on the phone, start. One, two, three, go.
Okay. Lord, we just thank you for all the people that are listening in today. Lord, and we thank you for everybody that's in the chat room. And we thank you for everybody that's on the phone line, Lord, listening in. We take all of our struggles, Lord, all of our worries over health, over money, over anything that's going on in our lives, Lord, all of our struggles. Every one of us is having struggles with anything going on in our lives. We take all those worries, the stress, the tension, and we take those stress and worry, and we take all that energy, Lord, and we pull it all out of us. We put it in a box. Together, we put it in a big box, Lord, and we put the top on it. And we take the box, we lift it up to you, Lord, and we put it on your altar. And we light our incense over it. And we know, Lord, that you're putting your stamp of approval, that you have approved all of our prayers to be answered for those worries. Because it's in your word that you will watch over our health, our finances, and over us. And we thank you, Lord. We lift up our hands to you, and we thank you for, we release all our struggles, we put them up there, and we thank you in return. You drop down the blessings and the answers to all of these, like leaves coming down upon us. We take all of them, we gather them, we put them in our pockets, and they turn into our blessings that we need today, Lord. And we thank you so much for that, Father God, and we love you so much. All glory be to you, Father. Amen. Pat.
Okay. Dearest beloved Jesus, we pray for strength and wisdom to be your love and peace as we see each day more and more happening and know others will be perhaps frightened and more concerned as they see events escalate. Let us patiently and lovingly reach out to console, guide, and encourage them. In thy name, Jesus, we pray, amen.
And I just want to let you guys know I let a new caller in, 818-919. Is that you, Chris Slaughter?
It's Hannah from California, 818.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just want to know, everybody, I want you to know you're unmuted, and we're going to wait for you to pray. Everyone's unmuted, and Keith prayed, and Pat prayed. Now somebody else pray, please.
Luco, pray. Luco, it's your turn to pray.
I think Donna? He's talking on another line.
Okay, Tana, you go ahead and pray.
Okay, Lord, we just lift up the whole RCC church and our families to you, Lord, and we just cover the blood of Jesus over all of us and just keep us safe in the palm of your hand, and we just anxiously await your coming for us. And until that time, just continue to bless us and give us strength and endurance and hope and perfect health. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen.
Anybody else? Come up. Anybody else on the line to pray?
Father, we just thank you for each and every one of our family members. Thank you for another day of fellowship and enjoying one another. Thank you for being with us and comforting each one of us who is struggling, each one of us who is, you know, happy and pleasant and joy. We just thank you for all of the gifts that you give each one of us. Every moment that we spend here is precious, and we just thank you for your gifts and walking along with us, Father God. And I would just pray for all of our family members, the ones who are here, the ones who aren't here. Father God, I pray that you would just be blessed, and their relationships with you would just be deepened, Father. They would just be filled up with your love and your glory, touching every single one of them, expanding out to their family members and their friends and everywhere they go so that your light and your kingdom would be glorified in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Strongly. So.
All right.
Love you all. Bye.
Love you, honey.
Bye.
I'll be missing you.
All right, honey.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to pray, and I know I have Alana on the line, I have Jim on the line, I have Leah, oh wait, no, Jim left, okay. I have Salima, I really hope I can hear you pray. I love hearing people pray. So Lord, I love you and I thank you that you're binding this church together, your rapture-centric church. You put us together and you're binding us in our love for you and one another. You're making us grow deeper in your love, and I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that you're giving us everything we need for today, and you'll take care of tomorrow. We trust you for today, and we thank you that you've given us the gift of knowing that you're coming today, and we can rest in you. Lord, I want to ask you, Father, there's people in this church specifically that need healing in their bodies, and you've told me you're healing them. And God, we thank you for a manifestation. We trust your timing, but I pray today for a manifestation of your perfect healing in people's bodies. Lord, I thank you, God, that the Holy Spirit of mighty Jehovah God will touch the bodies of people today, physical problems. Father, in Jesus' name, I command healing over the body of RCC. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, you have brought us so far. We love you, Lord. Oh, where would we be without you? We praise you. We exalt you to the highest. We are all so grateful for you. Thank you for bringing the rapture-centric bride together. We love you, Lord Jesus. Please continue to bless us. Amen.
Who's next, Jim? Or Leah? Whoever else is there.
So Dustin had to go. Tana had to go. Joe, do you want to pray? Well, you know what, you guys? I'm not gonna be the phone Nazi making anyone pray. Basically, if no one's talking, that means our prayer time is over. So thank you, Josh Barnes, in the chat room for giving us that idea. And,
great.
Lord, I felt his presence. I feel it. I always feel his presence, but, you know, sometimes some of the things we do, it comes on stronger. And I really felt, when we were praying, I felt a really sweet presence. And that was really fun. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. We love you. Come.
Yeah. Come, Lord Jesus. Come be with us. Come take us.
Hallelujah.
Time to fly.
He's so good.
He sure is.
We just want you. We just want you. Somebody asked if we could play telephone. And I don't know. Do we want to play telephone? We could do it, but I don't think I want to do that just yet. Hey, Keith, did you want your teaching thing that you wanted to share with us for a little bit here, Keith?
Do that again?
Did you want to do something where people can ask you questions? Or did you want to share anything yet on that teaching idea we had? Or is that for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, but if anyone calls in today and they want to know anything, they should just ask, and we can all contribute. We can say a word on them, and I'll see what I get as well.
Okay, Keith, tune in tomorrow night if we're here. I'd rather hear Keith talk in heaven. I hope we're not here.
Amen.
But if we're here, Keith is going to do a teaching for us, so we'll set aside that special time, and he'll tell us how he wants to do it. So if he has a special time set aside and he wants you to call him and ask a question, then you'll be doing that. But we'll leave that up to Keith. But for now, we're going to continue on with our RCC church service, listening to our daddy. Yep. So, yeah. So everyone's unmuted. If anyone wants to talk, feel free to talk.
Well, we're going to have somebody get a word on them. Who wants to call in and get a word for them? Anybody need words on them? Let us know.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. All right, so if you're in the chat room right now and you want us to play telephone with you, then just let it be known because I can see the chat room and we'll do that right now. And if you want to call in and ask if we could play telephone with you, we'll answer your call and we'll do that. Okay? So, yeah, let's do Kishon. Okay, let's do telephone on Kishon. Kishon is 17 years old. He lives in Pennsylvania. He's a senior in high school, and he's powerful. So he can't call in because, he can't call in because he's very much in trouble for loving the Lord. You guys, Tishon is like high-powered in the kingdom. He's part of the 144K. We're all high-powered, even if you're not part of the 144K, but God revealed all the stuff to him in his bedroom. And God did the same thing to me when I was 17 and taught me a lot of stuff in my bedroom because I didn't find him in church. I found him in my bedroom. So anyone that finds him in their bedroom is like extra, like makes me extra happy. I don't know. It's just cool. All right? It's just cool. So let's play Kishon. Telephone with Kishon. Now you know who he is. So we're going to begin our team. If you're in the chat room and you have a word for Kishon, please begin.
Faithfulness is precious to me. Always stay strong in my love.
I had it. What the heck, dude?
What I get about Kishon is that the Lord told me that you're a bold soldier for Christ, and then Lord tells me that this trouble that you're going through right now will soon pass. Soon you'll be able to use all the power that God has given us as an army. You'll be able to be the warrior that you really want to be, even though right now you feel like you're sort of hidden, like hidden away, like in a cave or something. Soon, though, all the great wisdom and knowledge and stuff that the Lord has given you, you'll be able to be a brave warrior on the front line. So right now he's just training you and, you know, giving you the knowledge that you need. But soon you'll be on that front line. So have hope. If, you know, God sees what's going on with you. Hang in there.
You are a powerful warrior. You are young but have grown fast in your faith. You do mighty things for many, and since your birth, I have planned a special life for you. Wait and see the things that I will reveal. Listen closely, and you will come to know all the things I hold for you.
Okay, just so you guys know, my son has been playing a video game while the service has been going on, so you've probably heard a lot of him yelling and screaming in the background. He's yelling at his video game. But he won. He wants everyone to know he won. So, Kishon, just in case you guys are wondering, like, what's that person yelling in the background? He's playing a video game and he's yelling at the game. He's having fun. Anyway, Kishon, I put all your words in the chat room that God was giving me. I just put them in chat. I didn't read them on the air because you can read the chat room. Are we done with Kishon? Does anyone have anything else that's on the phone? Everyone's unmuted. Okay. Jason had a really good preach. Can you hear me, Pat? I encourage everyone to listen to the morning show. Jason had a really good preach. So did Destin this morning. Jason talked about going to God for yourself. You need to go to God for yourself because you have to. But sometimes God has you go to other people. And so I wanted to just help everyone understand, God's not mad at you for going to other people. Okay, that's part of how the body works. It's for encouragement. I go to other people. I go to God first. But sometimes when you go to God, he'll tell you, go to somebody else. One time I was praying and asking God to give me an answer, and he goes, yeah, go ask, who was it in the group? He told me to go ask Luco. He said, Luco will have a word for you. Go ask Luco. I think it was Luco. And I asked Luco, and he didn't have anything. But I knew what God told me, so I waited. and eventually he gave me what God wanted him to give me, okay? So I just want to encourage you guys, you know, don't get too religious about anything. God is out of the box. We all go to God first. But once we have our priorities straight with God and we're going to God for everything, he's going to direct you to other people because God speaks through people. Amen, Keith?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. God uses the body. So you're not wrong if you're going around asking for a word. That's not wrong. What's wrong is when your heart is looking for God in other people before you're looking for God. Once your heart's all right with God, and it can be right in 5 minutes, all you have to do is say, God, please forgive me for going to people before I go to you. I want to hear from you directly. And then once you get that relationship going real good, you and God, he's talking to you, you're listening, he speaks in many ways, then I guarantee you he's going to tell you it's okay to hear what others have to say now. He just wants you to keep him first. God doesn't want you to get addicted to prophetic words unless you're addicted to him first. Once you're addicted to your dad and he's your number one, nothing is a sin, okay? You're not wrong for going and watching YouTube videos because God speaks through people. The problem is when we get it all backwards. If you have God in the right priority, you can do anything because he's with you. So, you know, you can get words from people that are pure and right and great, and they wouldn't have come from God directly because he wanted to go through somebody else. See, God speaks directly to us, but he also speaks to us through others, and that keeps us humble because I have to hear my brothers and sisters. I have to hear Jesus through Keith. I have to hear Jesus through Carol. I have to hear Jesus through Pat. I can't just hear Jesus directly all the time because God's going to direct me to my brothers and sisters in Christ. That's why we have a family. That's why we love each other and trust each other. That's part of what family is. So you're not sinning when you watch a YouTube video to hear what God's saying because God will direct you to do that. All right? You're not sinning if you go, hey, Keith, can you give me a word? I'm just feeling like God really, you have something for me. I need to be encouraged. Well, God's not saying, I don't want you to go to Keith. You need to come to me. You hear me? You know, don't get backwards, you guys. You just have to go to your dad and trust him and love him. And I guarantee you, once you go to him and you make him your priority, he's going to have you listening to others because that's what unity is all about. That's why you can trust each other. Don't be suspicious of each other. Don't say bad things about one another. God, you know what God told me to do with this church? He said, I want you to believe everybody at RCC. It doesn't mean I have to agree with everything they say, but he said, I want you to believe what they say. I want you to believe all of it. I said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, believe it. Just say okay and believe what they're telling you. And then if anything's out of order or wrong, I'll just tell you. I'll say this part of that word was right, that part was wrong, and then you're safe. Okay? So, you guys, you don't have to be so scared of everything. Just be free. You know, Keith might do a teaching tomorrow. He's going to do a 20-minute teaching, and I might not agree with all of it. Do I have to shut him up? No. I might just be like, hey, just take the nugget. Take the good stuff out. Okay, I'm not saying listen to people who are in error. Don't listen to certain people who are wrong. Straight up. Some people are just wrong, and God tells me do not listen to them. Don't block that channel. Pretty much if you look who I'm subscribed to, you'll know. Because he only has me listening to a few people. The people from this church that have YouTube channels I listen to. Because God has put us all together. But what I'm saying is this. We can love each other and learn from each other. Even if we don't agree 100% with everything each other says, it doesn't mean you're false and you're wrong. Maybe God hasn't given me that revelation yet, so I just don't agree with it but then all of a sudden I heard Keith talk on it, and I was like, wait a minute, I didn't really think that, but now that I listen to him talk and God's giving me his wisdom, I do agree with Keith. I do agree. So I'm just trying to bring it in perspective here, you guys. We don't have to be paranoid of one another, and we don't have to get mad at each other. If somebody says something that I don't agree with, I don't have to think that they're a false person. I just have to go, okay, well, I don't really see it that way, but you know what? Maybe God will talk to me about that, or maybe he'll just say, yeah, you don't ever have to look at it the way that Keith looked at it. So I just wanted to you can Keith for an example. I don't even know what he's going to say tomorrow. It's going to be great. But all I'm saying is this, you guys. We just need to trust God. Once you trust God, you'll quit being paranoid of people. Okay? Once you trust God, okay, you're going to see on YouTube a bunch of people tell you, don't watch this channel, a demon will jump off of you. Okay, that's wrong. You're not, if somebody's giving a demonic sermon and you listen to it, you can't catch their demon. whose dog is barking?
My dog's. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to mute you for a minute until they're done, okay?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Keith, do you not agree with me? Can a demon jump off of me from another YouTube channel, Keith? Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Did I lose Keith?
I'm back.
Oh, Luca's back. Yay. I was just giving a short little preach. I don't know if I lost anyone. I think I did.
I just heard your last thing about talking about can a demon, like, transfer to another person or something?
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that. Can you share about
that?
Did you?
I believe the message, like if someone's giving a false message, other demons can take advantage. Once you open yourself up to a false message, then that makes yourself available for a demon to come, you know, latch onto that. I personally don't believe, like, for example, if I watched a video that someone made, I don't think their demon would come to me. I just think I would be open, if I didn't have the right faith and I didn't have the right understanding, I would be opening myself up for a demonic influence, you know. For example, if someone told me some really crazy message and I didn't have the full understanding, a demon would definitely want to take advantage of that, you know. Hello?
We're still here, Luca.
Oh, I was no one was replying or anything. What do you think about that, Leah?
I don't think I don't think it's possible unless you let it. I mean, I know.
It's like, but if you catch yourself off guard, I mean, if, I don't know. For example, like, you could watch a movie and watch it in the wrong mindset and then be influenced by demonic influence, you know?
Yeah,
that's all I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah, if your mind is susceptible, you know, and you don't understand what the Lord says about you, then, yeah, you can easily soak up what
that's what I was trying to say. I don't think you can just get possessed by someone else's demon if you're around them. But if you, like, allow it to get to you, then it will take the opportunity.
You mean I can't put demons in your cereal and you just eat them?
Yeah. You know, hey, I'm going to put some demon sauce in here.
So, can you guys hear me? I just lost you guys. I didn't really hear what was said, but I guess I can listen to it in the archives. Yeah, but what I was going to say is everyone's on the line. They're unmuted. Some more people call in. What I want to say is that you're totally protected when you have Jesus on your side. So I was on a little rant. And Nate, John, you can't do that while I'm talking. Okay, can you guys hear me, Luca?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can all hear you.
I'm sure whatever
you
said was awesome. I wish I could have heard it. I'm sure it was great. I just wanted to say this, you guys. You cannot get a demon jump off of somebody onto you. That's a bunch of fear and hype. The Lord is your protector, guys. And if you hear a bad message that was, like, let's say some watcher on YouTube, what they were saying was from demons, and you heard it. Do you catch a demon? No. It's like, you don't catch demons like you catch a cold. If somebody does something, you could be in a satanic ceremony, and you're totally protected, you guys. So just quit thinking that you have to be so paranoid. What I see on YouTube is a lot of fear and paranoia, and it needs to stop. And the most important thing is you just need to hear from God. So if I hear one of my brothers and sisters saying something that doesn't jive with my spirit, I don't write them off as false. I just go, well, I just don't agree with that. And then I don't need to sit there and confront them. I can just, one time somebody said something that I love, and I trust that they hear from God, and I didn't agree with something they said. So here's what I did. I thought about it, and I asked the Lord about it. I said, this doesn't sound right. It's not sitting right with my spirit. What do you say? And God will tell me what he says. And I'm like, okay,
right.
Well, I don't really disagree with my brother. I just see it differently. And even if I did disagree, we don't disassemble over it. I've had God speak to me and say, yeah, that's wrong. I'm teaching them. So let them learn without you saying anything. And I'm like, okay. And you guys, it's all about hearing God, okay? You're not going to get a demon on you from anything. And that's why this church is a safe place, okay? You're safe and you're protected because Jesus is our pastor. So people are going to call in, members of this church are going to call in, and they're going to share. And it might not be something you agree with. Nobody said you
that's
had
right.
to. Our pastor's just saying, let them talk. Let them share what's on their heart. Okay?
Hallelujah.
Our pastor endorses everybody in this church. Our pastor and everyone that's on the line right now, he endorses you. Did you know that? He has his stamp of approval on you. So you are endorsed by him. Now, does everything you say, does he endorse? I don't know. That's for you and him. But do I have to endorse everything you say? No, because I'm me. Do I want to? Yeah, sometimes I want to. Sometimes I want to say a big amen and agree with you. And sometimes I don't agree, and I'll just keep my trap shut. Because my dad obviously approves of you enough to let you speak in his church. Do you guys hear what I'm saying?
Yep. Sure do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm going to need to get off the phone in a minute. But Judy and everybody, the Lord gave me something to share tomorrow, and it came through the words that were given to Kishan. So, you know, what I'd like to just share real quick is what I want to talk about tomorrow. And Judy, I'll email you. But the topic, and I'm not going to make it long, that I want to speak on is being chosen before the foundation of the world. Because the Lord told me to tell Kishan that he was chosen before the foundation of the world, which is scriptural. And then a little while later, he gave the same word to someone else to give to Kishan. And then, you know, the Holy Spirit just started, you know, anointing me to and telling me to share about this tomorrow. So I just wanted to let everyone know that whenever I call in tomorrow, and I'll you know, email you Judy, and we can set up a time. That's the topic I'm going to speak of, and it's going to be very exciting because I love to encourage people with those scriptures. So that's what I'm going to share on.
Hey, Carol, I'm really looking forward to it. You don't even have to inbox me. Just know that when you call, I'll just set aside that time for you. Okay.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Well,
you can inbox me if you want, of course. I always love hearing for you. I just want to tell you guys something. Carol means a lot to me. When my son and I were first on YouTube, she was the only YouTuber who was so positive and sweet and wonderful and embracing of the prophet, Little John. I mean, she was really, God's my encourager. I got a whole team of angels. I don't really need encouragement. I really don't. Because when God fell on my son, I'm just like, I don't need it. I know this is real. But you know what? As the days wore on and a bunch of persecution came my way, Carol, she helped me. God used her to encourage me. This Carol is a Bible thumper. You guys, Carol is a true Bible thumper. She knows the word. She hears from God. So she's the whole package. She's got years of experience. She knows the word, and she loves God and talks to him daily.
Mm-hmm.
So how could I not be blessed by Carol? Carol, and I'll just say it out loud on the radio. I've sent you private emails and told you how thankful I am, but I'm going to let everyone know right now in this church, this Rapture-centric church, Carol has saved my life many times. And what I mean by that, I'm not trying to be overdramatic, but she has been God to me on days where it got a little rough. You know, I never have a bad day. I'll never lie. I really don't. But I have rough days. And you know what, Carol? I just love you and thank you because you are a diamond. If anyone needs any counseling in this Rapture-centric church, talk to Carol. Carol, maybe you'll give out your number. Maybe you'll give out your email.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But you guys, Carol, she's not a control freak. She loves you. You know, there's certain people you're afraid to tell your stuff to because they're kind of controlling and then they want to run your life. I run away from those people. But Carol,
she
never tried to, like, control me. She just wanted to tell me things. That worst person is Red X. Red X has emailed me and gave me encouragement like nobody else I know. And I'm just telling you guys, this is a blessing. We have, I don't know if you guys understand in this Rapture-centric church, how many high-powered, God told me they're all leaders. So if you're a leader, that means you got a lot of God in you. And I just appreciate, Carol, I appreciate the Lord in you. I appreciate your humility, and I appreciate your friendship. And Carol's a true friend because, like, I don't always have time to, she'll send me, like, a two-page email. No, I'm just joking, a one-page. But I feel bad because I only email back, like, maybe a paragraph, and I feel like, oh, I feel bad, I should write more because she spent all this time on me. But she loves me still. She loves me if I just write back two sentences because she's never left. See, some people have gotten offended when they become my friends because they try to tell me this stuff and I love it, but I hardly ever write them back, and then they leave. They leave me high and dry because they get offended, and it makes me sad. I'm like, just be my friend because you love me. And Carol, she'll send me messages from God. She'll send me emails, and sometimes I won't even get back to her, but that's the kind of friend she is because she loves God and she loves me, and she'll just encourage me. And so, Carol, you have been my biggest encourager besides my son. You really have the timing of your emails and your inbox. The timing of your emails have been impeccable, okay? And I just really appreciate it. And you guys, that's what I'm saying. We are powerful.
Yeah. Amen. Wow, Judy, that you know, you made my eyes well up a little bit. And I don't like to cry because then my eyes get all swollen, and then I have to put ice on my eyes so that the bags look. you know, so I don't get these bags under my eyes. Oh, that makes me so mad. So, but you really got me teary-eyed. Yeah, I tell you, I have my share of baggage. But you know what? You know what, you guys? Judy knows some personal things about me. And everything that we all go through, believe me, everything we go through is a means to purify us. And once we cross over, wow, we really see the power of the blood of Jesus. We see the power of his love. Wow. Yeah. You know, I had forgotten so much, so much about God's love. I mean, when Judy says I know the word, I do know the word. And you know what the word means? No, you know what the word know means? It means you have an intimate relationship. I don't know the word in the sense that I memorized it. Yeah, I have a lot of scripture in me. And the word of God is living and operating in me. But you see what I'm saying? The word of God, Jesus is the word of God, and he's living inside of me, and he's operating in me, and he's operating me. He's doing surgery on me, okay, and on all of us. And you know, it's been a long process. So when I say that I know the word, it's not I'm quoting scripture. That's not what knowing the word of God means. So when people say, you know, you need to know the word, it does not mean that you need to memorize it or you need to understand what it means. It means you've got to have the word of God living inside of you, loving you. The word of God is Jesus. He became flesh. He's the spirit of God inside of us. And, anyway, through the years, the word of God has become alive. I read a scripture, and then I start praying the scripture, and then I start experiencing the scripture, and that's what it's all about. That's how the Lord is transforming us and changing us. And I'm just myself. I just walk in spirit as much as I can, and I'm still a work in progress. But on that note, I just want to let you all know I love you guys.
We love you too, honey.
You know, you know, I thank the Lord for the humor and for the love that has come through. And part of the reason the churches, the rupture-centric churches, the way it is because, we're all a work in progress. So the Lord bless you, Judy, and all of you. Kishan, the Lord loves you immensely. And he has great plans for you to prosper and to succeed, right now. So on that note, I'm going to hang up and let you guys go. And see you tomorrow.
Okay, honey.
Maybe tonight in the air.
right? Amen.
Amen.
Group
Amen.
Okay,
group
love you guys. In the clouds.
All right. Thank you, Judy, for the words you shared about me, and good night, everybody.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night, Carol. We love you. I just had to say it out loud.
Thanks,
how much
Carol. Love you.
Love you, love you.
Amen.
So, who's on the line? I got everyone unmuted. Does anyone want to talk?
I could just read he and I a little bit if you want some.
Okay. Does anybody have anything to say that's on the line? If not, Pat's going to read to us. Does anyone else have anything to say?
Well, tomorrow, I just want to say something real quick. This is Keith. Tomorrow, when I come on the starting time, I want to talk about one thing. The Lord told me last night to talk about identity. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about identity, which I know a lot about, and it'll be very interesting. This is This is not about our identity in Christ. This is about our identity of who we are in the world and what it does for us and how important it is and how not important it is, that kind of thing. So we're going to talk about our identity of who we are. And how it relates to God. And then
mm-hmm.
anybody that has any questions after that can call in. And if they have a question that they want to know what God's saying to them in their life and they're not hearing it, or then I can help them and expand and on that and help them open their gifts and give them the answer they're looking for as well.
Sounds
That'll
good.
Be for tomorrow.
Great. And then also, sweetheart, go ahead and if people want to contact you, if you can leave an email and have that ready to give out, or a phone number, however you want people to contact you outside of church, because who knows, maybe it'll get so that people want to talk to you outside of, you know, the service, if you could just leave that information for them as well.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can email me. My email address is stocktraderboy@yahoo.com. S-T-O-C-K-T-R-A-D-E-R-B-O-Y, stocktraderboy, just like it sounds, @yahoo.com, and you can just email me. If you have any spiritual questions, you want to know what the Lord's saying or what's going on, or just need some help with your spiritual walk, I'd love to help you. And if you don't get a chance to call in tomorrow, you can always email me. So, yeah, that's wonderful. I appreciate that.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it, okay? If there's a certain time that you prefer, just send me an inbox or something, or just let me know via text if there's a certain time you need, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay,
all right. Anybody else that's on the phone want to say anything? Pat's going to read for us. It's going to be lovely.
Oh, you'll like this.
All right. Well, Pat,
sweetheart.
Somebody on the line wants to speak.
Oh.
So please, Pat, let us be blessed by you.
Okay, dear. I'm blessed to be able to do this. I can't believe what a beautiful family we are. Okay. Oneness. Jesus says oneness. I come back to this thought again and again. Why do you live all alone when you can be in me at every moment? In me. That's heaven itself without the face-to-face vision and the rapture. Then practice this at one moment. Practice adoration and tenderness. If you could only see me as I really am, what would you not do? You would throw yourself at my feet. You would hold me to your heart, thanking me for my sufferings and my blessings. You would ask my forgiveness for your willful faults and tell me again of your love. Act just as though you could see me. It's such good practice for your faith, and faith brings hope and love. There you go.
Ooh, I like that. That was good. That was really good.
Oh, I got a lot more, baby, where that came from. Boy, I'll read every night to you guys. I got so much stuff that's going to just wow you, you know, because he's such a sweetheart. He's a love. He just wants you to love. He wants to love on you, and you love on him.
What is this stuff you got from the Lord, Pat?
Her name is Gabrielle Boss, is from He and I. She wrote
Wonderful.
It from 1936 to 1950, and she
for
15 years she wrote down what Jesus spoke in her heart. And every theologian have looked at this.
Wow.
There's nothing against faith and morals. I mean, I can read more to you guys if you want. I mean,
well,
it's up to
every,
you. I don't want to hog
day.
Up the lines,
yeah.
You know.
No, just every day you can read one of them to us. Cause I just
yes,
love
I
it.
Will. Because this will, and it just shows, he's such a lover. Oh, he's such a lover, you know. Like today, I mean, I'm going to say this. Today I had two beautiful songs, and because I go in deep prayer, and like the songs come up, and I picture him and myself, and we just waltz, and we dance, and then I'll dance for him. I always have this beautiful gown on, you know. And every time I do this, I put all of you in my heart because I share everything that I have with him with you. So it's every one of you in my heart dancing with him.
Wow.
So what? Yeah, no. Whatever I talk to him, what? Like last night, I'm going to tell you, and I think others can relate. Like I woke up this morning and I wasn't distressed, but I felt like he was holding me, and he was just stroking my face gently.
Aww.
And saying, "Oh, how much I love you." And he does this for everybody. This is for everyone. But he said something to me, and he said, "What if I didn't come back right away?" And I said, "Jesus, that's up to you. I love you so much. I'm so in love with you that I will keep, you say to keep occupying." I said, "That's up to you. I'm not asking for dates or anything, but I will continue." I said, "I know you love this radio program, and I know we're having an opportunity to keep reaching souls." And I said, "That's what we will do until you come." And I said, "I know you're in love with this church, because we are so sincerely in love with you that we bring you forth to each other and to everybody out there to bring you to them and them to you." And I said, "As long as we have another day, another breath, that's exactly what we're going to do." I said, "Jesus, I'm too much in love with you to even question anything." I said, he was just saying, he wasn't like giving dates or saying he's not. He just wanted to know how I felt. And I said, "I'm in love with you, so if I have another day, that's fine. That's up to you." I said, "I want to be with you. We all want to be with you. We all want to fly. We're desperate to be with you. But if that's what you want to do, we're patient and loving and trusting enough that we can do this, and we will keep reaching souls for you and occupying," as you said, "until you take us." And I said, "That's my answer, you know." And I got up and got the day going, you know, and whatever. So that's for everybody. That's for everybody. That's for everybody. Okay? Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. There you go, love. There you go.
Hey, would anyone on the line like to lead us? Hey, Keith, do you want to lead us in communion tonight?
No, I'm not good at that. Have someone else do it.
All right. Anybody else on the line want to do it? All right, I'll do it. Unless Pat wants to, you want to lead us in communion, Pat?
No, honey, you go. I don't know. I'm much happier listening to somebody else do it. I mean, I'll say a little prayer after it if you want me to, but, you know, I love listening to somebody else do it. I really do. I just feel that that's for somebody else to do. Thank you anyway, though, you know, but I'm listening. Something that I just really love to listen to. But I'll give you a little prayer afterwards. I have a little prayer here, if you want. I mean, somebody else can lead a prayer, you know. I'm just here to serve. I'm just here to fit in.
Okay, well, I'd like to hear your prayer. Okay, Lord, well, you guys, if you want to do it with real juice and real crackers, go ahead. But Roman taught us how to do air communion.
Yeah.
It was his idea, the Lord gave him. Because me and Katie were feeling like God wanted to change it up a bit, and Roman got that in his spirit. And God showed Roman the palm of his hand. And when we were doing air communion without real drink, without real crackers, what God did was God showed Roman the palm of his hand where the nail was kept through when he died on the cross for us. And Roman saw the blood dripping off of that into his mouth, and that was his drink. Isn't that powerful?
Amen.
You guys?
Amen.
Really the best
Amen.
Communion ever that we did the other night. It was amazing,
that's cool.
And that's how he was drinking it. So we're going to do air communion, but if you feel more comfortable with real crackers and real juice, go ahead. But I'm going to do it in the air. So, Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me. And this is my body. Take, eat. It was broken for you." So breaking the bread and the air. I'm not really using real bread. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body, broken for me. Thank you, Jesus, broken for the world. I receive that breaking, and I eat of your body right now. And Jesus said, "Here, take this cup, drink, the cup of the new covenant. It's for you. It covers your sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Take, drink." Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your body that was broken, your blood that was spilled to cover us, to make us perfect and squeaky clean in your sight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, communion's over. If you want to share, Pat, here.
Okay, I'll read this. Our Jesus, our adorable, I have to caps, forgive me. I can't say words right. Our Jesus, our adorable Savior, we ask your forgiveness and mercy for ourselves and for our loved ones, for those hardened by sin and all the, here we go. Wash away our sins and those of the whole world through the infinite merits of your passion. Give us the grace to enter more deeply into the mystery of your cross, so that sharing in your suffering and death, we may experience a deep sorrow for our sins and be ready to embrace willingly, even with joy, all the sufferings and humiliations of this life and pilgrimage. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before we go, I just want to encourage everybody at the Rapture Centric Church. I was really serious about what I said this morning. I'm not going to spend another half hour saying it on every show, but I will start out the show, and I will say that everyone needs to share. Otherwise, you're going to have the same people talking, and we're happy to talk because we're anointed and we're glorified. So if it's just the same callers sharing, then that's going to be great. It's not boring. It's not dull. It's wonderful. But we really would like you to call in. We probably won't be here for tomorrow's show because the Lord is coming today. But if we are, please call in. And know that it doesn't matter how old you are. I listen to a 10-year-old, okay? In the spirit, there's no bounds. My 10-year-old, he's my equal. He's my brother in Christ. He's my son, but he's my brother. And there's a lot of people in our congregation like Kishon, Roman, Luco, that are in their teens still. They're not even hit, they haven't even hit 20. And I'm 45, and I have learned from them. And they have learned from me, too. They call me mom. Yes. But you know what? They think that just because they're new in the Lord, they're not more or less powerful. They're amazing. They're like my 10-year-old. I've learned a lot. I didn't know about air communion until Roman taught us. Okay, when he taught us how to do that, that was amazing. But Roman teaches me a lot through who he is. Kishon is amazing. He's 17. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are. You are powerful. Like I said, I listen to my 10-year-old on a lot of things because the Lord speaks to him. So I just want to encourage everybody that this isn't a professional church, okay? This is the Rapture-centric church. God's our pastor. And if you learned something 5 minutes ago, let's just say you've been in the Lord for 30 years and you just learned something 5 minutes ago and it helped you. You can share it like you're a professional teacher. You can get on the radio, and you can share it like you're some pro. Because most things people preach on, they haven't even fully walked in. Most of the stuff that I say, I haven't even scratched the surface of it, but God still wants me to talk about it, okay? So what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. If God told you something new, go for it. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you.
Amen. Amen.
Love you, Lord.
Amen.
Love you, Kat. Love you, Judy.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, Luca. Love everybody.
We'll be on to more people call in the morning. Call in the morning, guys.
Yes.
You know?
Everyone.
Because it's really good. It's really good. It's really good, the morning show, too.
I had a rapture Tourette syndrome because I just burst out every now and then. I say, I love you, Jesus.
I say that all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Just out loud.
Nowhere. Sometimes I take my kid and I just grab him and hug him. I'm so
Yes.
I like Judy's cousin, M. Bell, on the video last night. She's my favorite.
We were crazy.
We're all in love and we're all crazy. It's the way we're supposed to be.
Can I do one on you, Keith? Can I do one on you?
Huh?
Can I do one on you, Keith?
Say it again.
Can I do a donkey video on you?
Sure. I was laughing so hard at M. Bell. M. Bell was making me roll. That's Judy's cousin. She's cool. She thinks Judy's not that cool, but I like her. She thinks she's better. She said she knows more about the rapture than Judy does because, you know, she's been doing it longer, so she knows.
I like the list. Okay, show's over, guys. I'm hanging out. See you tomorrow or in the air today.
Okay.
Yes.
Love you.
Love you all. Bye.
Take care.
Love
everybody.